No passports needed. Through technology innovations, organizations have become more mobile, creating demand from users to be able to connect at any given time from anywhere and from any device. So on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Cisco, learning more about borderless networks and their cohesive approach. I'm your host, James Hillier. Joining me today, Andy Netburn, a Cisco Senior Business Development Manager. He is an 18-year technology veteran and is responsible for supporting the borderless network practices of Cisco's distribution partners and national direct integrator reseller partners. Andy, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we talked about, I mentioned in the introduction here, this trend, this increased mobility demand from all of us as users that we want to be able to connect seamlessly. That's just one factor among a number of market drivers creating demand for this borderless network, the idea that we want to connect anywhere, anytime. What is Cisco? What are you seeing as some of the major drivers of this need in the marketplace?
More and more, the feedback I'm getting from the field and as I talk to end users and different partners of Cisco, a consistent theme comes up. And that theme is that today, work is more of an experience as opposed to a location. More and more today, people are actually doing their work in different locations at different times as opposed to going to a physical office to do their work. That's been one of the most astounding trends that's been happening over the past couple years.
Absolutely. I've seen on a communications front, so many more people using other tools out there, productivity tools, sharing of information. That also seems to be one of the big drivers on a technology side. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I like to use the analogy of the new generation today. My children today expect to be able to take a device and to wirelessly authenticate to a network. In other words, they don't have to plug into the wall, and they've never actually had to plug into the wall to get network connectivity. And with that, some of the other drivers that have really transformed this new generation are new applications and new devices. Today, the younger generation is using applications like Facebook to view photos and share photos and videos and chat and blogs. New devices such as smartphones, smart devices like iPhones and iPads and wireless devices, game devices like Xboxes. Applications like email seem pretty tame today, and instant messaging and iChat, which is a video conferencing application. I take that analogy and I move it towards the workplace, and all of us today have come to expect to use the same type of rich media applications, not at home, but in a work environment. So everybody wants to leverage WebEx for real-time collaboration and video conferencing and instant messaging. Everybody wants to leverage voice over IP. And everybody wants to be able to have that experience no matter where they are, whether they're on the road, at a hotel, at home, or in the corporate office.
Those are a lot of the same drivers I see too. Andy, let's talk a little bit about Cisco's approach to this borderless network. What are some of the factors that really make Cisco's approach different, stand out in the marketplace?
Cisco's approach has always been to allow any person with any device from any location at any time to securely and reliably access the network, as if you were sitting in your corporate office at your desk. And this has been a real transformation for people and a real liberating transformation for people.
Well, you mentioned security, and that plays a big part, and we're going to talk about that a couple times throughout the rest of our conversation. Let's dive into a little technology here of what really makes up, then, Cisco's offering towards this borderless network.
So if you think of a borderless network as a foundation of a house, the borderless network is the network infrastructure that allows you to leverage all of those devices and all those applications that we just talked about. If to be a little more specific, Cisco's borderless network is comprised of the following things: routers and switches, mobility solutions for wireless access, and then lastly, security, because everybody's concerned with security, whether you're remote or within the office.
One of the groups that is always worried about security is our IT, and I know we've got IT listeners with us on this podcast. Let's talk about what maybe you have heard as some of the primary benefits of this borderless network architecture, starting with that IT group. What are they finding as benefits to moving this way?
Every IT manager I talk to goes through a life cycle of constantly upgrading and migrating their network infrastructure for a variety of reasons. It might be for ease of management. It might be for lower cost solutions for energy consumption. But some of the real drivers revolve around compliancy. For healthcare, it's HIPAA compliancy. For retail stores, it's what's called PCI compliancy. And that all pertains to security of data and access to the network.
And what about then moving towards those end users? Again, we're coming to expect this ease of use. What are we hearing from end users of them saying, wow, this is so much different than how I worked just, say, 18 months ago, 2 years ago?
You are absolutely right. So some of the biggest benefits for a borderless network has to do with efficiencies and being just competitive in the marketplace. A company, no matter what size they are, small, mid-size, large enterprise, need to improve their efficiencies to do more in less time. And this is not only to be competitive against their brethren down the street, but another big driver is to recruit new people into the company. Again, if we go back to that younger generation, the younger generation is coming into the workforce with high expectations that, hey, everything I've done at home with all that rich media applications, I want to do that at work.
Well, it's coming from the college campuses, very few, you know, computer labs anymore. Folks are doing their work on that laptop, on the quad, not having to go, as you said earlier on, to a location. They're just doing the work when they need to do the work.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Andy Netburn with me from Cisco. Let's talk about, given this fact that we've got the increased mobility, obviously security, we've touched on it already, top of mind for our IT pros out there. Let's give a little more specifics here about the solutions that the Cisco Borderless Network offers to support security.
Cisco security solutions are designed for seamless, secure connectivity no matter what device you're using. An example of that is Cisco's AnyConnect Secure Mobility Client. This is a phenomenal client that allows an end user to have security that is always on. What this does for the IT manager is that they know that no matter what data an end user is transmitting, it's always going to be on. They don't have to turn anything on or off. And for the end user, same thing. They know that when they connect to the network, their data is going to be encrypted and it's going to be secure.
There are some, Andy, folks that are listening to us that don't have IT departments. They have an IT person. So I want to talk about the flexibility of the borderless network. Is this something that is only something that can be adopted by the very large enterprises or maybe education like on a campus setting? Is this something available for small business?
Borderless network architecture and the concept of a borderless network is directly applicable to all sizes of customers, whether it be the small business with 12 or 50 people, mid-sized companies, large campuses, or even large enterprises.
In terms of, I want to talk a little bit about migrations and maybe give some people some kind of tips and ideas and things to kind of grow on and look into as we move forward and wrap up here, Andy. Let's start off with just how customers are migrating to borderless network architectures. Is it a rip and replace type of architecture? Is it something they can do in stages?
The biggest challenge for any company, no matter what size they are, is the cost for migrating to a borderless network. That said, we've noticed a trend of end users migrating their network infrastructure capacity and capabilities to the borderless network experience through their normal technology refresh cycles. So as it comes time to upgrade their switches or to add new switches or routers or mobility solutions, they take advantage of different programs from Cisco, whether it be programs that offer credits for migration or financing, and over time, they move their network in the direction of a borderless network.
I want to give some kind of starting points, if you will, Andy, to our listeners, some best practices. And again, hopefully drawing on some stories that you've heard back from customers. maybe top two or three things that an organization, maybe it's someone listening to us today, they've said, yeah, we're feeling this pressure from the marketplace. We've got people that say we want to connect remotely, we want to be working from home or wherever. And right now, that company really can't offer it in a secure fashion. They're not comfortable. So they know they have to make the change. What are the two or three things they need to do to start developing that strategy to make sure that once they go through an implementation, they got it right? They did the right things early on to make sure that this was successful for their organization moving forward.
The number one piece of advice, the best practice that we recommend is to engage your partner first. Reach out to your system integrator, have them come in and talk to you about what is a borderless network. And then the second stage is your system integrator is able to do what's called a network assessment to understand what you have in your network and then map that to what you want to do over the next year or two to embrace this concept of borderless networks. So it's very important to reach out to the folks that know this and do this every day, can look at what you have, make recommendations and priorities on your migration process.
Hey, Andy, really appreciate the insights here. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And of course, a thank you to all of you for listening. If you are interested in learning more about the benefits of borderless networks and your infrastructure, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Serving SMBs, government, education, and enterprises, their team has the technical expertise, professional services, and extensive IT product lines to transform technology into complete IT solutions for your organizations. You can call your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more over at pcconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0014. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.